Hi, I'm Bella Gandhi, founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host of this beautiful podcast. We're here to bring more love into your life, regardless of if you're single, if you're married, if you're thinking about becoming single, if you're thinking about becoming married or finding the lid to your pot. And we're going to bring more life into that love that you have or you want. You might have seen me on Good Morning America or Steve Harvey or The Today Show or 100 other places. But I'm so happy that you are here with us because we're going to make your life and your love better. Smart Daters, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you today about the best way to start and end a date. I would love to give you guys multiple choices as to what this would be if I could say the best way to start a date is a handshake. B, sitting on somebody's lap. C, a hug. Or D, none of the above. I would love to see what you guys guess. So the answer is, it's a hug. This is not a business meeting. It's a date. And yes, it's a stranger. And yes, I know that there are risks because there's lots of germs floating around pre-pandemic, pandemic, and post-pandemic. But if you are dating, there's two ways to do hugs, okay? Let me tell you why you should hug. You should hug because it connotes warmth. It connotes sincerity. It connotes this is a personal meeting. And it connotes that you aren't afraid of affection. A handshake is super standard in our culture for business meetings. And immediately when somebody sticks their hand out to shake your hand, right? Our instinct is to reach our hand back and shake their hand. Instead, I do this. I'm a dating coach. I'm a love coach. So people extend their hand to me 9 times out of 10, whether it's a personal meeting or a professional meeting, I'll say, you know what? I'm a hugger. Is that okay? And they're like, oh my gosh, absolutely. I have never, ever, ever been turned down for a hug when I've said I'm a hugger versus a handshake. When I worked in the corporate world, when I've had my own business, when I'm at cocktail parties. So there are times I want to handshake, but it's very rare. So you can, if somebody wants to shake your hand, you can try, I'm a hugger. Is that okay? And give them a hug instead. It just shows people that you're warm, you're engaging, and that this is a date. Okay. Now let's talk about types of hugs. I did Steve Harvey's show for 7 seasons while it was on air. And some of the funniest stuff that we did on the show was on the cutting room floor, right? Because that's how TV production goes, especially in daytime talk. But we talked about on one episode, starting the date with a hug. And Steve said, I want you guys to think about what Bella's saying. Start the date with a hug, but think about the cousin hug. And I started laughing. I'm like, what is the cousin hug? He's like, it's how you would hug your cousin, right? You like your cousin. You're excited. You give your cousin a warm hug out of friendliness, but it's a cousin hug, right? It's not a romantic, intimate hug where you're touching pelvises. And I, of course, started blushing and laughing. So the cousin hug is the right way to think about hugging somebody. When you get on a date, pretend it's a cousin that you like and give this person a cousin hug if they say, yes, it's okay to do that. So now, if you're doing a video date, a cute change up to this is turning on the date, because you know at Smart Dating Academy, we're big fans of the video date. As soon as you get online, what you can do is, oh, put your hands in a hug, like, oh, I'm giving you a cyber hug because I'm a hugger. Super cute way to just chill the tensions of a video date as well, which can be awkward. So that's what I would tell you about the best way to start and end a date the same way is with a hug. Do the cousin hug, be excited. And this also can get you out of if somebody wants to go in for a premature kiss. Nope, just say, I'm a hugger and give them a hug. So I hope this helps you to have better dates, have warmer dates, have more positive dates. And as always, join the Smart Dating Academy. Come in for a one-on-one consult. We'll teach you how to hug. Yes, we have taught people how to hug in our coaching practice because so many of us weren't taught to hug when we were little. You don't want to do the hug with the padding on the back either. I meant to mention that, right? So that's not a great hug. It's sort of like, wow, I'm really awkward and I'm patting you on the back at the same time. So join Smart Dating Academy. Come in if you need to learn how to hug. Haha. Join our database by filling out any contact form on our newsletter. Follow us on Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And I can't wait for you to hear our next episode. If you love it, please review it. Please write something. Give us 5 stars. Little podcasters, I'm little, 5'2". We need your love. We need your support. So thank you and have a great day. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.